My name is Thomas Bierer.
And I'm Timo Herroth.
And together we welcome you to our podcast, EFZ Talking Finance. In our daily work, we are concerned with the financial world and its digitalization. This fourth episode of the podcast revolves around electronic negotiable instruments, or in short, ENIs.
Yeah, Thomas, we are pleased to have the opportunity to talk to FQX today.
Exactly, Timo. It would be best to let our two discussion partners have their say. So, Frank, you are co-founder and CEO and chairman of FQX. What does FQX stand for?
Thank you very much, Thomas. FQX goes back to a Chinese word called Fei Qian. It basically stands for flying money, and behind that is basically the first banknote issued in 800 by the Chinese emperor. We are basically use this as a means to express that we want to provide liquidity where needed in a very, very quick and fast way. Basically, this is kind of an artificial relationship to this historic event, in a sense. But in the end of the day, what we stand for is that we directly connect investors with companies, or in other words, the real economy with the financial service industry, in a very direct and efficient way, which we don't have in today's world.
Thanks, Frank. Benedict, you're also a co-founder and CEO of FQX. According to your website, FQX is providing a secure, efficient, and compliant infrastructure for electronic negotiable instruments. You enable liquidity crossing borders and markets in a banking-grade distributed ledger technology environment. We have these two buzzwords. What are these so-called electronic negotiable instruments? And maybe you can also make a connection to the distributed ledger technology.
Thank you, Timo. I gladly will. So negotiable instruments is an umbrella term that encompasses a couple of financial instruments. So that's, on the one hand, the bill of exchange, or as it's known in Germany and Switzerland as the Wechsel, as well as the promissory note. Some people also refer to bills of lading under this term, but we specifically focus on the bill of exchange and the promissory note. So what are these instruments? Broken down, it's an unconditional promise to pay an amount certain and at a certain time. So with this very basic functionality, you can have an instrument that, you know, fulfills a variety of functions. It can be used as a credit instrument. It can be used as a payment instrument. It could even be used as collateral by just having this unconditional promise to pay. And now, instead of having that just as is in the form of the bill of exchange or the promissory note, it's in the form of a paper instrument. That's how it used to be for the past more than 1,000 years. And now technology and law align for the first time to enable these negotiable instruments to be represented fully digitally. And for this, we use distributed ledger technology because it's perfectly able to represent these formerly paper instruments in the digital realm, where you have to make sure that it's not copied, etc. You always have to be able to track and trace who is the owner of this unconditional promise to pay, because the owner usually is the one being paid at the due date. So the great thing is combining distributed ledger technology with the negotiable instruments is we now have a fungible, freely transferable liquidity vehicle where you as an issuer can make a promise to pay. Based on that, you can issue or obtain credit. And now I, as the financer, if I want, I can just transfer this electronic negotiable instrument, this electronic promissory note or e-note, as we call it, to anybody else. So if I have to rebalance my balance sheet due to some risk weighting, I can just transfer it to an investor or an asset manager if I'm a bank. And I think that's the inherent advantage of this. We use not just any distributed ledger technology, but a very specific one. We use the Swiss Trust Chain that is provided by, amongst others, Swisscom and the Swiss Post, because in our opinion, it's the most secure and trustworthy distributed ledger technology environment, so that our clients, banks, and corporations feel comfortable using it.
Okay, you already mentioned several advantages and possibilities which result from this ENIS. Can you, from a company's point of view, agree that it's much more flexible and much more simple to achieve a certain financing activity?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as Benedict mentions before, it's a very simple instrument, an unconditional promise to pay, but it can be used in three functions. Number one is as a credit instrument, can be used to obtain funding or to invest. Then secondly, it is a payment instrument. So it's actually also used to make a payment instead of, let's say, wire transfer. And third, it's a collateral instrument. So it, in principle, it's a relatively simple, but yet flexible with multifaceted use cases. Where do we see the key benefits for companies? Number one is, I think, accessibility. We have one global instrument, which is actually unheard of. Today, you have various instruments which are rooted in different jurisdictions and different legal bases. This is one legal basis for a global financial instrument. Secondly, it does give you access to various investors, which today is extremely difficult. You can go straight to an institutional investor, you can go to a bank. There are various ways actually to obtain funding. Even intercorporation funding would be possible. One company is doing business with the other company. Important, obviously, at the end is what's the bottom line. Because we are having greater access, because we have transparency and price discovery, the overall cost for funding, when we talk about short to midterm funding in particular, as well as trade finance and also supply chain finance, we are definitely don't only have process efficiency gains, but it's also about the terms, the commercial terms I can conclude. And that is, for companies, a very important factor. Next to one instrument on one infrastructure and one legal basis applicable on a global scale. And that is, I think, which is actually new and beneficial.
Benedict, you formally mentioned already two partners of your ecosystem. You're embedded in an ecosystem with Axelra, Swisscom, Swiss Post, and Microsoft. Is it possible that you explain briefly the benefit of this ecosystem and how it works?
Thank you, Timo. So the other two parts that I already mentioned, or partners, Swisscom and Post. One thing to add, we also use Swisscom Trust Services to obtain the qualified electronic signatures, which are a central element of our product, because to really bring this paper certificate into the digital world, you also need to have an equivalent for the handwritten signature. And we get that with the qualified electronic signature that is compliant with the Swiss requirements, but also the European Union eIDAS requirements, which are the highest standards in the world. Axelra specifically is a very close partner of ours that has tremendously supported us in building the product that we today have, the ENI platform. And we chose Axelra because we knew we had to deliver a product in a very fast time with still high quality and banking grade standards. And the reason for this is also that the market is moving rather quickly, and we're now entering the sweet spot where the market for electronic negotiable instruments or electronic promissory notes is maturing. The topic is quite hot right at the moment. There are a lot of international initiatives talking about it, and it has made quite a row in the overall finance scene. So that's why it had to be quick, but still at a very high quality. And we were able to achieve that and have just actually finished our first release, which we're going to launch during our product launch in a couple of days, actually. Microsoft is also a key element within our ecosystem, as we're part of the Microsoft for Startups program. And Microsoft is providing the cloud infrastructure for our product. And this, again, is very important value add, as the clients and customers using our software have to make sure that the e-notes they transfer and hold have to be as secure as possible. And that's why you need a trustworthy partner such as Microsoft.
So if I understood you correctly, your solution is ready. And then the question arises, when can companies use the solution and how can companies onboard?
Exactly, Thomas. Thank you. So we've just finished and accomplished our first real transaction with real money flowing through our system with a Swiss bank last week. And ideally, you will hear about this in the news within the next couple of days. So after our product launch, the product is ready and companies or financial institutions that are interested can book demos with us. And yeah, we're open to talk about product integration anytime.
Looking into the future, your vision is to make an impact on digital global finance. What do you think, what difference will FQX, respectively electronic notes, make in the long run?
I think it's going to be a very efficient market for short-term finance, be it trade finance or supply chain finance or corporate finance. We believe it's going to be a financial system architecture component for corporations in particular. It's one component, and obviously there are many others moving at the same time in terms of digitalization. But I think it is clear from the industry itself that electronic negotiable instruments are not only on the agenda, but are actually as a strong drive, especially now with the economic downturn we have seen. We have seen a similar approach or development in China. Just to let you know that for many, many years, China had an electronic what they call it commercial draft system, which is very similar, not the same, but it's very similar, where you actually companies had this access to working capital finance, which is enabling them to actually grow. It's a huge factor for growth, and I think that is at the moment, I believe, something where we believe that it will take up quickly, and we hope then in the long term that it becomes an established financial instrument and an asset class, as I mentioned before.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank and Benedikt. Thank you very much for your time, and we wish you all the best for the future.